Welcome to Rhema for Today.
Daniel, the three Hebrew children, Moses and David, the prophet Isaiah and Jeremiah, the kings and the priests, all joined their voices with the three Hebrew children. Our God is able. Ask Abraham. Ask Paul. Ask Samuel and ask Luke. Ask Joshua and John. And all with the same voice as it rises in the crescendo. Our God is able.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. We went into Rhema's vault and chose Kenneth Hagin's teaching, Living Triumphantly Over All Odds. This will be a great week of teaching. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's radio offer. Right now, here's Kenneth Hagin with today's message.
Our God is able. Out of the pages of the Word of God, we hear the voices speak these words. Our God is able. Daniel chapter 3. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had been taken before the king for not bowing down to his golden image. He gave them another chance and they still didn't bow down. The king told them what he was going to have to do. And Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego, chapter 3, verse 16 of Daniel. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. We are not careful to answer you in this matter. I want you to look at that. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thy hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. I want you to understand that verse 17 is their faith talking, and verse 18 is their commitment to God. Some people say, well, they got out of faith. No, they didn't get out of faith. 17 is their faith talking. 18 is their commitment to God. You got to be committed to this thing. It ain't something that you just try. You got to be committed. I mean, their commitment was so that they said, even if God don't deliver us, we're still going to stand true to Him. That's the commitment. I want you to understand that. Their faith was that God was going to deliver them, but their commitment was that it didn't make any difference.
That's right. All right.
And I wonder today how many people would be serving God if it wasn't for what they could get out of it.
All right. Hallelujah.
Some people give their money for what they can get out of it. They give to get. No, you give because of what God's done to you. And then the Word starts working for you. God is able. Daniel, the three Hebrew children, Moses and David, the prophet Isaiah and Jeremiah, the kings and the priests, all joined their voices with the three Hebrew children. Our God is able. Ask Abraham. Ask Paul. Ask Samuel and ask Luke. Ask Joshua and John. And all with the same voice as it rises in the crescendo. Our God is able. Through the pages of the Word of God, from the lives of these men that I have just mentioned to you, you have always heard them say, our God is able. God is the God that's more than enough. God is the God that is able to deliver you. It makes no difference what it is. It makes no difference where you come from. It makes no difference who you are, what you are, how much you have or how much you don't have, what you look like or what you don't look like. It makes no difference if you got polka dots or if you're green or white or red or black or yellow or in between any of them. It makes no difference. God is able. God is no respecter of persons. Listen as Hannah and Deborah and Mary and Martha join their voices with the song of the ages. Our God is able.
Yes.
I want you to know, so I didn't leave nobody out. I got the young and the old and the men and the women and the young people all in there. God was their God. He was God Jehovah, the God that riches was able to deliver. And he said in Malachi 3, I am the Lord and I change not. And if he was the God that was able to deliver the three Hebrew children out of the fiery furnace, when the old king looked in there in that fiery furnace, he said, hey boys, didn't we put three of them in there? They said, you're right, old king, there was only three of them. The king said, look in there. There's four of them in there now. And one of them is as the Son of God. He called to them, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, come on out. And they walked out of the fiery furnace. And I want you to notice that as they walked out, there was no smell of fire or smoke on them anywhere, because God was able. That same old King Nebuchadnezzar got hooked into signing a decree that went against his friend Daniel, that he loved so much. The young man Daniel he loved. But they connived around and got him to sign a decree and seal it with his ring. But Daniel prayed anyway. Nebuchadnezzar had to go along with his decree. They grabbed Daniel, drug him down there and threw him in the lion's den. They put the lid over the top of it. The king was so depressed and so distressed he couldn't hardly sleep all night. And early in the morning with the first light of dawn, he went over there to the lion's den and he opened it up. And there was Daniel laying down, had one of the lions for a pillow, and he'd got cold during the night. And he said to the other lions, come here, lay down next to me, keep me warm. Now, I don't know whether it happened that way or not, but it might as well have. He was in there all night with them. And I believe that he wasn't upset. I believe he laid down and went to sleep with them. And the king said, oh, Daniel, is your God delivered you? He said, oh, king, my God has been able to deliver me. The king pulled him out of that lion's den. And he got all of those people that hoodwinked him into signing that decree. And the Bible says that he threw them in the lion's den. And before they could touch the floor, the lions had devoured them. Our God is still that same God. Our God is God on the platform. He's God in the congregation. He's God at the back door. He's God on the East Coast. He's God on the West Coast. He's God in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And he's still the same God. Our God is able to deliver. Friend, I'm going to tell you something. You can go to Mecca and Muhammad's bones are still in the grave. You can go over into the Far East and go to the grave of Buddha. And you can go to the grave of the person that started the Shinto religion. You can go to all of the graves of all the people that started all of those Far Eastern cult religions. And their bones are still in the grave. But I can take you to a grave outside of the city of Jerusalem where Jesus Christ lay. Take your tragedy and turn it into joy. Oh yeah. Everybody say hallelujah. Say it with me. God is able. My God is able. Oh yeah. Woo. Glory. will put on you. Some people say, well, you know, you got to be satisfied with your plot in life. No, you don't have to be satisfied with your plot in life. God said, if you'll only believe, I'll change your situation. How many times in this Bible did he change it? How many times did he change it? Time after time. And God is able to deliver. Think about that old prophet up on the mountain. Prophets of Baal up there built them altars. Come on now, boys. Cry a little louder. Your God must have gone home, be asleep, gone on vacation, done something.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Lynette Hagin's 4-CD set titled Releasing God's Power Through Prayer. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's 3-CD set entitled Thanksgiving, A Continuous Flow. We're also offering Kenneth E. Hagin's book entitled Foundations for Faith. These three items are for the special price of only $40. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org, rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Can you believe our Christmas lights here on the campus are coming on? That's Wednesday, November the 27th at 6 p.m.
Right.
Oh, my. I can't believe it's going to be Christmas already. But you can go to rhemalights.org. You know, the pictures really do not do justice of what you have to come and see it in person.
They come from all over, from Kansas and Arkansas.
Yes, Texas.
And all over. We saw some people up in Missouri here a while back, and they said that they come down every year. They make a trip down just to see those Christmas lights.
That's right.
And it's free.
Yes.
Of course, we do have some opportunities if you would like to
donate
to help us keep the lights going. That's available also. But they will be on from November 27th to January the 1st at 11th, from 6 p.m. on the 27th of November to 11:30 p.m.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll free, 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth Hagin will continue his teaching, Living Triumphantly Over All Odds. That's tomorrow on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.